This is the G's Rural Life Podcast, a husband and wife living their rural life in northern Colorado with their two crazy pups.
And we're here to talk about real life stuff.
I don't know why. I really like that real life stuff. I think it's great.
It's very creative.
It is creative.
I know. I'm really creative.
Whatever you want to tell yourself, darling. Okay. I'm Kevin.
I'm Corey. And
this is our podcast. Mm-hmm.
But we plan on podcasting. Probably weekly. Maybe weekly.
Hopefully weekly. Hopefully.
We might just like slam out a bunch of recordings, you know, whenever convenient.
I think
just because
all
between our schedules, I don't know how we can consistently.
Yeah, definitely. Hinges a lot on my schedule.
Yeah. So I think when we have like days together, when it works, that we should just like boom.
I definitely think we should do some drinking podcasts, that's for sure.
Yeah. So we're going to do like coffee podcasts with us and like drinking podcasts or maybe like whatever, I don't know, traveling podcasts.
Yeah. I really want to do traveling podcasts. I think with our podcast setup we have right now, we could easily manage that.
Yeah, if we're not like flying and stuff like that, because that just sucks.
But, like if we go back to like Jackson, bring all the stuff with us.
Yeah, which by the way, the, what's her name? Lady in the Wild West that we met the last time.
Yeah.
Their new house is epic. Like amazing.
Because they moved closer to Jackson?
No, farther from Jackson. So I can't remember what it's called, but like
they were Jackson Hole.
Outside of it, very close to it, but they moved farther away. It's still close, but they moved farther away. But their house is really cool. They have a lot of buildings and like just open land and creek and horses and goats.
Oh man.
They got goats.
You want goats.
They got goats. They got chickens. They got it all. But their house is really cool.
We need to get up on that chicken action.
Yeah. I just.
So you can get yourself some farm fresh butt nuggets again.
Farm fresh butt nuggets. We could do it. We could do it.
The pet that poops breakfast.
We do, what do I want to call that? Like an ad? The G's Rule Life.
Farm fresh butt nuggets.
Yeah. So, yeah, we plan on podcasting, hopefully, once a week.
Yeah.
Probably not a set day.
Pretty close.
Maybe like Tuesdays, because those seem to be convenient for us.
Sure.
But yeah, we're going
to. I mean, we can record it anytime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But we're going to try and like push them out maybe a certain day of the week.
Yeah. Like I'd say Tuesdays would be a good day to
drop
this knowledge on people.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge dropping. But what are we going to podcast about?
I think about everything. I mean, it's our rural life podcast.
Yeah. So when we bought the house, we decided that we were going to do like a lifestyle blog.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like, it's not perfect. We're not like expecting to make money off of it, obviously, because a lot of people that do lifestyle blogging, like they're expecting to make money off of it, but we just like sharing like real life stuff.
Yeah. Cause this was a big move for us.
It started with our last house.
Yeah.
Like all the renovations, people loved it and they were constantly asking about us. And it was like a topic of conversation when we went places. So when we sold that house and decided that we found the house that we really, really liked and wanted to move this way. That's when we decided that we're going to do like official.
You definitely had a lot of people following your Facebook page, or was it the Rat Trap Facebook page?
I mean, I think I did like my personal Facebook. A lot of people
with all
were.
The projects and renovations, the bathrooms, all that kind of stuff. We did the house and
it was kind of like Pinterest in a way, where it like sparked people to have ideas to do stuff. So like they thoroughly enjoy seeing that.
Yeah.
Because even like now, like this house, think about when we did the yard and everybody's like, oh my God, it looks
so
amazing. Like blah, 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 blah.
They're even excited about this. The island, if you heard the thump, hit the island we're sitting at that her dad, Corey's dad, made for us. People are actually really excited about this thing too.
Yeah. People ask about it. Like it. The way it fits in our kitchen is like
it's beautiful,
perfect. Yeah, like the idea, like we put an idea in his head, like planted that little seed, and then the little seed just, just a thriving little seed.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about food, travel. We travel a lot. We like to eat. I'm a fat kid. Everyone knows that. Like, I'm not like legitimately a fat kid, but I am, you know.
Yeah, but everybody knows like fat kid is like a, yeah, it's a hashtag on Instagram.
But it's one of those things though, like, oh, well, you know, you have your likes, I have my likes. Like, I like churros, Mexican food, whiskey.
I like everything beer, but ginger.
Riding dirt bikes. I mean, there's so much we can talk about. I used to be a mechanic. I make beer cans now for a living.
We like cars.
We like cars. I mean, you're a photographer. You have a up-and-coming successful photography business that you run.
We like animals, specifically baby goats and fainting goats and dogs.
I think cats. Specifically, as our intro states, our two wild dogs is the one that's laying at my feet, our one-year-old.
That's actually my feet. He's touching my feet.
Oh, whatever. Yep. Mm-hmm. Our one-year-old German Shepherd, Atlas, and then the old man who's going to turn 8 this year over there in the corner, Axel, our other German Shepherd.
He's corn-cobbing my toe again. Maybe he only does this when we talk about him because he's straight up chewing on my toe, actually.
Yeah, he's going deep on that one.
But yeah, anyways, like we said, real life stuff, whatever that may be, recipes, restaurants.
Yeah.
We just like to share knowledge.
We cook a lot, too.
I don't, like I've said before, it's not for the Instagram likes. I don't really care about that. It's just more about sharing, like, hey, this is what we like to do.
I mean, technically maybe speaking, that's like what the internet is for. It's for sharing of information.
Yeah,
because we do that a lot with recipes. We'll find recipes on Pinterest or internet or something like that, but we do our little varieties and tweaks on them, and then you repost said
because if you look
with
at
how we made it.
Pinterest, there's like nine, like if you were tortilla soup.
Tortilla?
I can't say it right ever. But like if you were to look that up, you're going to find 900 recipes, and they're all going to be different.
I think that's the one thing we've tried to convey with doing this, you try to do with your lifestyle blog, our lifestyle blog, but you're the one that runs it, is the worst part about Pinterest is when you find something you like and you click on it, you have to go through that person's entire fucking life story in order to find what you were doing.
It's not even necessarily like their life story. It's just like a bunch of nonsense to find the instructions. The like ingredients and directions in making the recipe that it's super frustrating that you can't just like boom. Like I'll put a small description about it or like maybe a little something something, but for the most part it's just like
little something.
Just ingredients and just how to make it and then some like pictures so your stomach's like, yeah, I want that.
Yeah, your eyes are starting to talk for your stomach.
Yeah. They're like, ooh, look at that.
Your stomach's like, hurry up, let's make this.
Calm yourself.
I'm trying to edit myself.
Calm yourself. So yeah, anyways, podcasting about everything and anything and whatever we feel like podcasting about. Maybe like it's therapeutic. That's what this is going to be.
I could see that.
In a way.
I could see
like
that.
Just talking.
Yeah.
Because we don't really do a lot of talking. I mean, we do.
Yeah, you talk, and I do a lot of talking.
But I mean, we don't really like, you know, lay it out there, I guess.
Yeah.
But anywho, where do we live?
That's what happens when you're married. We live in northern Colorado. Mm-hmm. Northern Colorado.
It's northern Colorado.
Yeah. NoCo.
It's kind of like a...
We're in NoCo.
Giant area.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even know NoCo was a thing until we came up here.
Like Foco Doco?
Foco Doco. God, don't talk about that place. Because you realize... Did your computer do it again?
No. It might have. It might have been an email. Yeah, it was an email.
But yeah. We never thought we would live in northern Colorado. When we were looking at houses, we weren't even looking up this way. We were kind of looking down in like Sedalia, Parker, Elizabeth.
I remember looking out in Bennett.
No, we were looking in Brighton.
I know. I remember I was looking in Bennett.
But we were like, Brighton was like, yeah, we'll look in Brighton, see. And then I wasn't really looking at houses because we weren't planning on like turning around and buying a house that quick. Because we were just going to kind of hang out, weirdly enough, and see what we found. Because Colorado's housing market is insane right now. And then I stumbled upon this house and sent it to Kevin. And he jokingly was like, well, we should maybe look at this house. Jokingly. because it was nowhere near where we actually wanted or anything like that. And then, we looked at it and ended up buying it, or like putting all the paperwork in to get pre-approved for financing because we weren't even there. And bam, we're here.
So I think it's crazy. We found this house literally on a joke.
Yeah.
Was the craziest part.
Yeah, because I wasn't looking at houses and then like decided to look at houses for some reason. And it was, I think, like literally the second house I clicked on.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I really like this. And jokingly sent it to you. And then you're like, yeah, like it's kind of small. And then I was like, well, maybe we should look at it. And you're like, meh.
So I laugh about it. It's like our old house, our stepping stone house that got it to this house. The house was such a POS. And then moved into this house, which is slightly smaller than that last house. And I was like, oh, it's not big enough. I want a big house. But we only use half of this house, minus your office downstairs.
Yeah, I mean, we really don't use a lot of space. But we kind of learned when we sold our old house that we didn't need a bunch of crap that people think they need, like, all over their house. Like, we're very minimal people. Like, we're not, like, minimalistics, but we definitely
just don't have a lot of junk.
Yeah. Or we try not to. I mean, we did before, but now I feel like we've definitely realized, like, a want versus needs now.
I think
pay attention.
I am paying attention.
No, you're not.
I think a lot of, and it was not so much wants versus needs, is it was that last house was, like, three generations of junk.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff in that house wasn't necessarily our stuff.
Our dogs are making out.
That's nice. He's licking his jowls.
He's licking his jowls.
Not making out, just he's licking his jowls.
I love how Axel's just sitting there taking it.
He doesn't care. At all.
This is nice. Because
what else is he going to do?
I don't know. Get angry.
Yeah. So anyways, we live in Northern Colorado. We are surrounded by
nothing.
Very few neighbors.
Yeah.
Like three neighbors total, which is nice. I still like, I don't want to be like completely in the middle of nowhere. Like I like having other people around, especially because like your schedule is so weird.
Well, it was definitely beneficial right when we moved into the house. And like we had all the issues with the well and like that bomb cyclone that came through in the wintertime. Like I couldn't make it home because they shut down the highways. But it was nice for you because you had people around that could help you out.
Yeah. Well, and just like different helpful tips that we never thought about because we hadn't ever been in a situation like this. Yeah. Like we didn't know that like we're probably going to get some really crazy storms that may take out our power. And like if you want to use the bathroom, like you probably should have some water so you still can flush the toilet. Otherwise, like there's just going to be stuff in the toilet.
We've always took for granted that we, you know, you're on city water, no matter what is going on, you have water pressure. And now we have well, it's like, oh yeah, there's no power. The well pump's not moving.
Well, that and like charging your phone or like keeping your laptop charged. Like if the power does go out, like you still could, I could still edit photos or like watch Netflix on my phone or whatever. But like you don't think about those things until your nice neighbor's like, hey, maybe you should charge your phone. Or hey, like fill up some buckets with water just in case something happens.
Give Axel a Mohawk.
Stop. I mean, he's enjoying it, but stop. But yeah, anyways, that's where we live. And
it's a Razorback now.
Oh my God. Leave the poor dog alone.
He loves me.
No.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Thanks.
He doesn't love you right now. Look, he looks
Atlas
sad.
Atlas has got his tail in the couch.
There's so many distractions.
Our dogs are weird.
Yeah. No.
They are.
We're weird.
Lives. Yeah. Our dogs are just
dogs.
As weird.
Okay.
They're our entire
lives,
though.
We are weird. Yeah. We're the weird ones. But anywho, so Kevin makes beer cans for a living.
Yeah. It's always odd to say that.
You make beer cans?
I make beer cans.
It is a little weird. Like, nobody thinks about that, like, someone actually has a job to make beer cans or like make pop cans or
like I know
they're
I,
like
I,
how it's made, you know, like how there's jobs that they show and they're like, wow, like somebody actually does that. Like
wait, your job is to sit there and paint cans. Like yeah, wait, they're pretty much paint cans.
You make beer. wait, I'm really confused. But like seeing the backside process, like the videos and stuff that I've seen from it is crazy. Like it's literally like could be on how it's made, and it actually has been on how it's made. But it's crazy because it's like machines that go so fast you don't even know what's inside of them.
Which is weird because when I week before last, and I was doing that class, one of the guys from Coors up the street was in there, and like I thought we ran fast at like 1800 something cans a minute.
Yeah.
They run like 2,400 cans a minute.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cans.
Like, holy crap. Like you guys, you guys run shit fast.
You run fast. You run real fast.
Like when you guys run shit, it happens fast. He's like, oh yeah.
We don't have an opportunity to stop it. Yeah. It's already happening.
Just let it go. We'll go talk to the brewery and be like, hey, you guys want this?
Hey.
Like, yep. But that's the benefit of being a private can plant versus a commercial can plant.
I didn't know that there was a difference between, or like a private and commercial one.
Well, like we're commercial because we do other companies stuff. Yeah. And then they're private. How do you do private? They're private because they essentially like, we own 51% of them. Coors owns the other 49%. Mm-hmm. But they predominantly do Miller products. So it's an in-house production.
Got it.
So like they're not being sold outside of Coors.
Got it. But yeah. Anywho.
Anyways.
My main job-ness, the thing I focus most on, would be
photography.
Yeah, photography. But it's called Rad Trap Artistry. We do weddings. We don't do just one wedding.
Yeah, we do a wedding.
We just do one wedding and that's it. We never do it again. No. We do weddings and lifestyle photography. And it's pretty fun. Quit doing that. But yeah, weddings and lifestyle.
Sorry, I was trying to corral the dog.
We'll just corral then.
I was corralling.
You just leave me hanging when you do that. I got something in my eye.
I noticed you've been plucking at it for a while.
It's probably makeup.
We do weddings. We do lifestyle photography, family photos, newborns.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
mainly
of stuff.
Like our main things are like
we like
family, like families, like maternity,
yeah,
and like family photos, and then weddings.
We like capturing the moments that mean the most to people.
We like capturing rad people, like people that are cool, like people like the family that they like Coheed.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And we were like
that was random.
Nobody ever talks about Coheed, and this is really cool. And she's like, well. When I read the little blurb about you guys, I knew you were like, for us. And I'm like, well, that's really cool.
I can't believe we didn't see them last night at Coheed.
They might have been there, but they have a little tiny baby, so.
Yeah, it's probably standing in the back, little baby, headphones on.
That would have been pretty cool, actually.
That's awesome.
I'd have been like, you guys are the raddest people I've ever met.
It happens a lot, actually. There's a lot of people bring their kids to shows and
I would
put little headphones on them.
I would put headphones on my kid.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I would like
totally bring them to Coheed.
When I was a kid and we used to go to Bandimere and stuff, and we had those giant like headphones on, and you're just like getting your brains rattled out in the like stands, but your ears are cool. It's cool.
Your eyeballs turn to scrambled eggs real fast when the car goes by.
One of the probably the best experiences, though, as like a kid, is going to Bandimere.
Yeah, I'm actually really disappointed I have to work for Nationals again this year.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Nationals so bad.
I don't know the last time we went.
I don't
think we went last year either.
No, the last time I went was probably 8 years ago when I was...
No, I thought we went for... I thought we got to go for like one day. I don't...
No, I haven't. You and I have not been to Nationals together.
Mm.
We've done Truck Fest and stuff, but not Nationals.
But we've done like other stuff. I thought we did like Thunder in the Mountain or something like that.
Nope.
Night of Fire and Thunder.
No.
We've gone to stuff together. When they do the jet cars, we've definitely been.
We've gone to stuff together, but I don't think you and I have ever been to like an actually fully sanctioned event up there.
It's so fancy.
Like we've done, but the thing is, we've done Truck Fest. We've done the Rock and Roll Car Show.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that we got to go for like
two nights.
One day for when they do the jet cars, which I'm pretty sure is Night of Fire and Thunder.
I thought that was a Rock and Roll Car Show last time we saw jet cars.
They don't do stuff like that, the jet cars.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Because we never stay through the night for the rock.
Yeah, that doesn't mean
one.
They're doing it at night.
We've gone when they're it's nighttime.
I don't think it was.
Yes, night. We have. Yes. I know we have. We've gone at least for one thing because we were both so freaking sunburnt because we never bring sunscreen.
Yeah, the last time I remember being sunburnt up there was the rock and roll car show.
No, I don't think so.
We got destroyed.
I don't think so. But who knows?
Yeah.
Probably both wrong.
Who knows?
Probably neither of us are correct. Will you quit playing with stuff?
I'm looking.
Have a conversation with me. Quit playing with stuff.
That's all I do is play with stuff.
You can play with stuff later.
I multitask.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You're a terrible multitasker.
That I am.
Yeah. So stop. Focus.
What
conversation.
Else what else do we got going on?
Yeah, what we do. We talked about what we do for a living, money,
yeah,
stuff. I mean, we do a lot more. I do a lot more stuff than
yeah,
just photos. Yeah. But yes, photos are my number one.
I make cans and sleep.
And sleep.
And eat.
And I take pictures and make money on a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And eat food.
A virtual entrepreneur.
And take care of the dogs and mow the lawn.
You do mow the lawn.
And scream and scream and run from snakes.
And scream and run from snakes.
Sick.
Which I'm surprised it's not out right now.
I think maybe he got stuck up in the wall and I don't think he's
going to. That's fine.
No, because then it's probably going to smell weird because it's dead snake in the wall.
It's all right.
No.
It's just snake.
No, that's disgusting. What if he had babies up in there and there's like a bunch of snake babies?
Then it's going to be like a scene out of.
No. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Arachnophobia. No. But instead of no. Spiders, it'll be snakes.
No, my skin crawls.
It'll just be dropping out of the ceiling.
That's terribly disgusting.
You'll have to go all Samuel L. Jackson in the garage. I'm tired of all these motherfucking snakes in this motherfucking garage.
I'll burn the garage.
The hell you
down.
Will.
Light it up. On fire.
Take. Does that mean I can I pull out that commercial? Like, she done burned down my she shed.
I've never seen this. I've never seen this.
It's like State Farm or Allstate or something like that.
Oh.
She talked to her insurance representative because her she shed's burning.
Oh.
And her husband.
Doesn't Addie have a she shed?
Yeah, Addie's got a she shed.
Oh, I didn't know that was actually what it was called.
That's why I love this one so much, because if Addie ever listens to it.
Because
that's the sound effect I always make with her.
Oh. Yeah, actually, I think I remember this entire thing in the car when we were going.
She loves it.
Where were we coming from? What was that called?
I think we were coming.
Sitting Bull Falls.
Yeah, Sitting Bull Falls. Yeah. We're coming back from that.
When that whole thing was like a conversation in the car and
yeah.
Everybody was trying to do it perfectly.
I miss that little girl.
Yeah, I know. She's pretty cool.
She is pretty cool.
She all right.
She all right.
She kind of cool. But yeah, anyways, we're pretty adventurous people.
Yeah.
We like to do pretty much anything and everything.
Yeah.
Except wrangle snakes.
I don't mind doing that. You don't mind doing that.
No. I don't want to do that.
I mean, I used to have snakes growing up, so I like snakes.
Disgusting. We will never have a snake.
Big old python.
No.
Just a bull snake. It'll be all right.
I know, but disgusting. Ugh. So disgusting. But yeah, we like to travel.
Yeah, we did. We traveled to a place for the first time for both of us last year.
Mm-hmm. Hawaii. I would go back again, but do it like a lot differently.
I would do it with air conditioning.
Yeah, definitely air conditioning.
We were in Kauai for 9 days?
I don't know. A lot of days.
That was. I mean, it was awesome. It was cute. It was gorgeous.
It was great.
I almost wanted to say it was beautiful. It was gorgeous and beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
That's a new word. We had a lot of fun. It was very pretty. Awesome experience. I just felt like my skin was literally melting off my body.
Yeah. So
in the sun, like if we like laid out in the sun.
We had a condo that we ended up renting. It was really nice on the beach ish. Had its own private beach.
It was basically on the beach. Yeah. It was as close as to the beach as you could possibly get. With a private little like cove pool thing that was cool.
But it did not have air conditioning.
Like yeah, which
we,
is
we pulled the mattress off the fold out bed on the couch and threw it on the porch because we're on the third floor, the top floor of this building. So we pulled the mattress out and put it on the back patio and slept on the back patio because that was our only relief from the heat.
Yeah, we practically slept naked, not completely naked, but we had very little clothing on this patio porch thing. So the neighbors were probably like, what is happening in that condo?
But they're probably looking over at us and looking at it and being like, mainlanders.
But it was just crazy because we got a lot of weird storms that trip.
Yeah, we did.
Like a lot of lightning. So
we
tracked like,
weather.
Yeah. But it was cool. It was really cool for as far as like being on the patio, but we had to pull the bed in because we didn't want to ruin
like
the bed.
Every night, like it'd finally cool down and then we would get rained out.
Yeah, but then it would be like 3-4 o'clock in the morning and then we would pull the bed inside and it would make the inside of the condo super nice because literally the entire time all the windows were open. Fans were blasting.
And there was another first on. There's a couple of firsts on that trip. Like one, I took you to L&L Barbecue.
Yeah, which is delicious. I would eat there a million times
L&L's.
Again.
And I think probably the biggest one outside of going to Hawaii was you got me on a horse.
And we went paddleboarding. We had never gone paddleboarding.
Yeah, we went paddleboarding. But I think the biggest one is you got me on a horse. I thought I was going to die.
I'll still never forget the picture before we got on the horse. You were so mad.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what's wrong with him? I was like, he's just mad he has to get on a horse.
Yeah, I thought I was going to
die. And then
die.
You were like, I want a horse want after a horse. This. Like,
okay, now I understand the allure of owning a horse. I want a horse now.
Yeah, it's like a giant dog that you just get to adventure around on.
Well, coming from riding dirt bikes, like I control 100%, I'm in control of the dirt bike.
Until you hit
a
tree.
I hit trees a lot. But my thing with riding the horse is it has a mind of its own. It's just like your horse. You almost got thrown off of it a couple of times because it's just like strolling along and all of a sudden it just like stops to eat something in front of you.
What was my horse's name?
Montana?
No, yours was Montana.
Was my Montana?
Yeah, because you called it Monty.
Yeah, Monty.
Oh, God, I don't remember my horse's
name. I don't remember now.
But he was so aggressive.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, fight back. I'm like, he's going to just like flip me off the saddle over the front of the horse because he would just like randomly do it out of nowhere.
This big horse with this little 100-pound, 110-pound thing on top of it, just telling you to be aggressive.
I mean, after a while, I got it, but he just kept sneaking it up on me when I was like
just
least expecting.
Strolling along, and all of a sudden, just
and he would get like a big mouthful, and she's like, "No, stop him!" And I'm like, "I can't stop him."
Oh, there's a couple really things exciting things happening in the next couple of days.
Mm. Oh.
One, we have our party.
Wait, first we started a podcast.
Okay.
You're super excited about it.
First, this
it took a lot of convincing.
For you, not so much for me.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It took a lot of convincing on my side. Like, it wasn't just something that you were like, yeah, let's do, like, you were like, yeah, let's do a podcast together. But you're like, I want a podcast. And then you're like, we should really do a podcast together. And I was like, I don't know what we would podcast about. And then you're like, let's just podcast. And then I got more into the idea when, like, Dave and Lynn, when I started hearing their podcast. I mean, granted, they have, like, a pretty standard subject for their...
I wouldn't say it's a pretty standard
subject.
I mean,
it's about mainly about climbing, though.
Yeah.
And, like, their climbing stuff.
I think... I feel like Dave is at the epicenter of the climbing world, so it's very fitting for him. And he's
Yeah, but their entire life is climbing.
Yeah.
Like, they literally go and live places for months at a time. I mean, they were. I don't think they are now, but... They literally had the gravy train and would live months at a time, like doing that thing.
I think it works well for him, too, because Dave's a phenomenal writer. Absolutely phenomenal writer.
I mean, I don't really know. I don't think I've ever really read his stuff.
His stuff
but
is great.
As far as their podcast go, like, he's very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
He's like almost too smart for me.
Yeah. He makes, he like, not makes that me feel dumb.
Like, not that I'm not smart or not that you're not smart. It's just like he's just really good with his words.
Yeah.
Which makes people feel stupid if you're really good with your words.
But anyways, we have we're starting the podcast. We have our party coming up this weekend, celebrate our birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting old. Another trip around the sun. And
not a lot of people say that. It's kind of
weird. I was gonna use this kind of as a leeway into one of our other favorite travel spots. But you know what is scheduled to happen on the 24th this month? Mm-hmm. Number 3 of the Falcon Heavy launches. It just had a static fire test the other day. And scheduled a launch on June 24th. So finally, my parents can not text me and be like, hey, rock.
You never know. They might just like end up down there.
They're here.
They might just end up down there.
I'd be so mad. Actually, I'm pretty sure my dad might be down there.
Yeah, I think he said that he had to go out of town or had No, he said he was going to be somewhere else, like Michigan.
I don't remember what for.
Or something like that. I think it was something to do with his work stuff, like even though he's transitioning out or whatever.
Yeah, I forgot. He's finally officially retiring. Thank God for my mom. My mom can actually go out and utilize her boats and stuff.
Like, she must have really cracked the whip.
Yeah, that's one of those things, though. Like, you and I...
That was a good sound.
It was. We're very adventurous people, but we travel as much as we possibly can. But I think one of our favorite ultimate spots to travel is Florida.
Yeah, Florida's cool. You know, it's like not, it's not like a nice universal area to go to, like, get to the beach and like enjoy nice weather. But I think it's just the fact, like, every time we go, we always adventure the in like a different part of the state.
Yeah.
Like, this last time, I don't think we did, but that was because, like, we actually, for the first time, it wasn't a vacation there. Like, we went to go see your parents. Like, we were visiting family.
We went to go see my parents, and there was slated to be a launch.
Yeah. But like, that's also why we went. But, like, we planned it with, like, your brother and your sister, or our sister-in-law.
Well, we kind of really didn't.
That sounds really, can we just call her sister?
Yeah.
Brother, your brother and sister. Yeah. And our nephew. But so it was actually, like, legitly a family trip.
We slated that one around the rocket launch. And then my brother and his wife were like, hey, yeah, we'll be down there too. Like, let's do a family trip. But we did a little adventuring on that one, because that was the day we drove up to Daytona Beach.
Hopefully your mom and dad don't listen to this.
My mom knows, I told her.
Your dad didn't know.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. Too late now.
Hey, Dad, if you ever listen to this, we put like 1,000 miles on your car.
We didn't put 1,000, but we went far.
In his mind, we went over 30 miles.
Your mom was like,
we put 1,000
holy
miles on
shit.
Car.
Like, don't tell your dad you went that far. I mean, we thought about going up to St. Augustine that day, though, because we really liked St. Augustine when we went the whatever time we went. So we thought about going up again and like adventuring further, but we decided so late in the day, we're like, nah.
Was that the when we went to St. Augustine, was that the same trip we went to Fort Myers?
Yeah, that's when we went, like, that we went cool. All over, because
right,
we went
Irma too.
We went up to St. Augustine, and then we went, did we go into Orlando for a day?
I think we did.
I think we went into Orlando for a day, then we went into Tampa, and then we went down to Fort Myers for a couple days, and then came back to Cocoa Beach and, like, finished out the trip
there. Yeah,
that's
when we went and found that art district in Tampa, kind of like Rhino.
Yeah.
But Rhino's so much cooler.
Yeah, we found a bunch of stuff. I don't remember what all we did there.
That was pretty fun, though. That was a good trip. Fort Myers was cool.
Yeah, I think Fort Myers was the best about that. Like, I would go back again. I totally... That whatever rooftop breakfast place, I think, was my favorite.
Oh, at the hotel just on the beach?
Mm-hmm. And the beach kitty.
I think that would have been a really good trip, too, if it hadn't been for the fact that Irma came through the
everything,
week before.
But, I mean, everything was, like,
yeah, but
super fine. The water was weird, but...
Our little apartment thing was a little janky, too. The building next door, when the wind would blow, you'd hear the siding going... Clack, clack, clack,
yeah, that
clack.
Was next door. That wasn't ours.
Ours was still pretty janky.
It was janky, but it was cool.
You know what it was? Huh.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy.
No, it wasn't. The beach kitty was my favorite.
Yeah, you always have this penance for finding animals everywhere.
Charles was the best, but the beach kitty was cool.
Charles was great.
I always forget about the beach kitty until, like, I'm scrolling through photos on my phone and then I find the beach kitty.
Didn't we? I thought we found a replacement for Charles.
That time, like another crab, or
no? I thought we found something in Hawaii. Did we find any creatures? I don't think we found any creatures in Hawaii, actually.
No, because we were trying to, like, find sea turtles, and I was, like, super mad that we couldn't find any.
We didn't really go out in the ocean that much when Hawaii.
No, but, like, where the section that they were, like, really at, we didn't ever really go to, because we were, like, busy trying to adventure elsewhere and, like,
do other stuff.
Yeah, we were, like, weighing our pros and cons and, like, where we should go and, like, what was more worth it. Even though that hotel we went to for the sushi that one night, that's kind of, like, where the turtles are, but they, like, the time of day that we went, it wasn't a good time to see them.
In Honolulu or in Kauai?
When we went for sushi at the restaurant on the other side of the island.
Yeah. You said hotel. So I was like,
yeah, it was at that hotel. It was at that giant hotel It was like the Hilton Hotel or whatever, huge. And they had all the restaurants that you could offer. And we decided to go to the sushi restaurant. That's where we saw the swans and like walked the back path. And it was really cool because it was like the cliff. There was like a cliff and like huge waves. And the sunset was like kind of cool.
I was thinking right by where we stayed. I forgot about that one that was all the way down the other side of the island.
All the way on the other side of the island.
I forgot about that one.
And that we saw like the really cool storm that was coming in and all that stuff. Yeah, that was really cool.
It's like everyone was driving around on golf carts looking at us like we're crazy because we're just like a couple of Coloradoans and shorts and sandals and other stuff. And everyone's like, this is a very fancy, all-inclusive resort here.
We definitely showed up at a hotel not being the fanciest people, but we generally end up doing that anyways. Yeah. Like, even if we're staying at, like, a super fancy hotel, we're, like, not fancy.
I mean, the Hilton we stayed at in Honolulu, it was like that. Like, that was a Hilton, right?
I don't remember what it was.
Super mega complex that was out
there. When we stayed in Oahu?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fancy. Yeah. But, like, that was not, like, all fancy people. The place was just, like, really fancy.
Yeah.
But that not necessarily were, like, the... No, the rooms are actually pretty nice. The hotel itself was, like, not very cool on the outside of the rooms, but, like, on the inside of the rooms, they were very nice.
It was cool, though.
But, like, remember how we were so lost when we got there? We were, like, I don't know where to go to check in. It was, like,
its own private complex.
Yeah, but, like, the maps were, like, nonsense. And then remember we got lost trying to find a room, and I think we ended up, like, getting in a, not, like, a fist fight, but, like, we were mad at each other. Very mad.
Yeah,
and then the fireworks that, like, came out of nowhere, and we were so disappointed that, like, that was happening, and we didn't know that it was happening. It literally only happened that one night. Like, it wasn't going to happen again.
That was a really long day, though.
Because I think, wasn't it, like, a Wednesday or something? It was, like, really weird. Yeah, and they were like, random. They only do it on Wednesdays or something. Like,
they just do it for this, blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
And it was, the like, probably the coolest fireworks show I've ever seen. It was so loud, and they were, like, right there.
Yeah, they were warming going over the hotel. They would blow up at the top floor of the hotel.
And it was like, I don't know, it was really cool. Yeah, I just remember like busting out my phone, like, I have to take a video of this. And it was so loud. And
I just remember spending like $1,000 at that Volcom store.
Yeah, but that was a cool Volcom store.
That was cool
Volcom store. There was like three that we hit up.
Because there was the one at the resort. And then there's one.
There was one at like town. That mall thing. Yeah. And then there was one, that really small one that wasn't very good.
No.
It was like that tiny little store where you like walked in and it was like a tiny little.
That's how you know Hawaii's cool, when there's a Volcom store at your hotel.
Yeah. But that one was cool because like the whole sign was cool. And it was massive and they had like, the people were so nice there.
It just sucked because like we spent all this time going around and finding a Volcom store. And then we end up, there's one at our hotel and we go down there and it's like, well, I just bought that.
Because I think we went into the hotel one and we just were like, meh, like it just didn't seem like good stuff. And then we went to the other one. Or no, we went to the one first and then we went to the hotel, I think.
Yeah.
And then we were like, meh. And then we checked out that little tiny one. I think you found a couple things, but I didn't find anything.
Yeah, the little hole in the wall.
And then we went back to the hotel one and we're like, yeah, this actually, they have some stuff that we like.
Yeah, I was thinking about a pair of swimming trunks and stuff there.
Yeah, because I got swimsuits and flip-flops and... We got, like, way more stuff than we should have got because we had to pay $100 to get our bag back.
Yeah. We need to go to Turks and Caicos next.
Yeah. I think that would be cool.
Be our next trip.
Or somewhere cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to go everywhere all at once.
Still need to buy your pin map thing.
I know. I keep looking at it on, whatchamacallit?
Pinterest?
No. Instagram. No, not Instagram. Amazon.
Amazon.
It is
the other one.
There were so many things happening at once right there. Because like Amazon's like, hey, look it, they're having deals in your email. I'm putting it in your email. You're gonna buy it. Just maybe not right now.
Yeah, just possibly.
Just keep bringing it around because Amazon is sneaky like that.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, look at this item. It dropped 20 cents. You should buy it now. No, I think that's actually the extension or whatever I have on my computer. I think it's called Honey, where it like notifies you when the price drops. So you're like, basically, you could purchase it in like the best time.
They're always emailing me. They're like, hey, by the way.
Maybe it's that too. I don't know. It's probably both of them. But the honey one tells you when it's like the best deal in the past X amount of days, like 60 days.
Someone was telling me that if you leave stuff in your inbox on Amazon, or not your inbox, your cart, if you leave it there for a certain amount of time, they will like send you something saying like, hey, price has dropped on it, to like coerce you to.
Yeah.
I
don't
is.
Know. You've confused me now that you've said it a couple different ways.
To get you to buy some product.
Lure you in.
There you go. Lure. That's a better word. Like, I don't whatever know. The hell I was trying to say.
I don't know big words. I'm not good with big words. I'm not good with words, yeah. Period. But
English is hard.
No, thanks high school for putting me in special classes because I am dyslexic.
No, that's just R1, man. Jeffco Public Schools. They created winners.
Thanks.
I was R1.
I'm just saying thanks. You just basically said I was a winner.
I'm a winner.
I'm a winner, guys.
I'm a winner. I know that much. I'm great at what I do.
Hey, we'll just put, like I've said before, you're book smart. I'm more street smart. Not that you're not street smart.
I'm both.
You are both, but you're very book smart. I'm not. Like, don't give me a book because it's not going to do me any good. Did that even happen?
Yeah, threw a rim shot in there.
Oh, it was just, I must have been hearing myself too much.
I guess because you were laughing.
Oh, well, anywho, yeah. I just, like the sprinkler thing, like, you fixed it a couple times and I watched you fix it and then I was able to fix it myself.
I know, I was impressed.
Yeah.
Like I said,
street
Nate,
smart.
Like I said, Nate is very jealous that you mow the lawn, you can fix sprinklers.
I can do things, guys. Thanks, Dad.
I mean, he's got, you know, a whole vineyard.
wait. I can put air in my tires as long as it's actually.
Yeah, you got to make sure it's connected to the compressor. What's going on? Just keeps going down.
Not filling up. Like, I can do it. Just make sure that it's plugged in.
Like, I'm sitting here having you back up your car so I don't have to jack it up looking for a hole in your tires. So like, it just keeps going down. And it's like, look over and I'm like,
I'm not good with that fancy little thing.
It's good if you plug it into the compressor.
Well, I just thought I was really good at like putting it on there. So it's no. So it's not making noise out. Like clearly you're clearly filling the tire, but I guess that it wasn't plugged in.
Well, it was pretty good.
My bad.
It was funny.
I was just like, come on. It was just one of those days where it's just like, I'm just not having a good day.
Yeah. Where were you? Where were you going? You're going down to Colorado Springs?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going to Colorado Springs for the wedding.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was like, come on, like, man, really? I can't have a flat tire and I'm trying to go to the Colorado Springs. Because I didn't want to take your truck because I was going to Manitou Springs and that would have sucked.
Why? What's wrong with T-squared?
Because I literally had to park on the street and the parking spots were like,
actually, it's not. Speak. I take it back. That's not T-squared. T-cubed.
Cubed?
Yeah.
There.
Squares too.
Trooper the
traveling truck.
Yeah. Hmm. But I mean, I guess if you don't
trooper traveling not truck,
not if you necessarily like you don't have to
T cubed.
You don't have to necessarily count the.
Yeah, so I'm saying trooper traveling truck, T cubed.
Wow.
Boom.
So anywho.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's us.
Yep.
That's us in a nutshell. This is
I feel like I don't even know what we just talked about.
I don't either. To be honest with you, I think that's good.
It was a lot of rambling.
Yeah, I think that was good. I think that was a good inaugural podcast. I just, you know, hopefully people listen to it. Hopefully people are interested into it.
Yeah, and if for like future podcasts, the G's rule life on Instagram.
Yeah.
If you want to see or like
Q&A,
hear stuff or whatever. I don't know what you do. I don't know what people do.
Yeah.
But that's probably like the best place to get in touch with us. Cause honestly, I don't check I don't check our emails. I mean, Facebook is terrible. I hate Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
So if you want to get in touch with us, that's the best place. Or like see maybe what we might be talking about. I don't know.
If there's anything you want us to talk about, like if you want to find out about recipes that we make or good whiskey or
how we do Wow. Things are getting rough at the end of this.
Hold your hands above your head real fast. You smell burnt toast?
Yes.
You smell burnt toast? Yes. We gotta go.
We're going to the hospital. Why? Because you're having a stroke. It's probably the best thing that ever. But anywho, yeah.
Literally, she's not having a stroke right now, so don't worry.
I'm not having a stroke. It's not happening. We just always question it, but it's fairly normal that I don't get words right.
Hey, you got that right.
Or I just like mix things together.
Yeah.
Or I have accents.
Supposedly,
though, we did read about this, that the accent thing is a personality disorder. Not in a bad way, though. They were like saying how people just like, it's a personality disorder.
Yeah, that's great. At least you can admit you have a personality disorder.
I'm not going to deny it. Yeah. Like, hey, you're basically a crazy person. It's cool.
Yeah, essentially.
It's cool. I'll agree with it.
Like, you're batshit.
But anyways, Instagram, it's the G's. G-E-E-S. Rule.
R-U-R-A-L.
Yep. Life. So there's two L's in there. Yep. That's us. Find us. Follow us. Creep on us.
Enjoy
it. Stalk us.
Do, 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 do.
We like stalkers. No, we don't.
No,
I'm just kidding.
We don't, actually.
I'm just kidding. We don't like stalkers, but find us there. You can see all of our kind of personal photography stuff and then like iPhone photos. So don't judge us.
Yeah, we do a lot of iPhone photos.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was good.
See you next time. Dun,
later,
dun, dun.
Later, homies.